SI. I hope that's SI. We're going to go with that. Design SI? Design SI. Looking for a local company for your unique architectural and interior design needs? Design SI or Design SI is a creative studio located in Chico offering exactly what you're looking for. Design for livable spaces and intelligence made visible. Call Design SI or Design SI at 530-592-3443 or visit designsi.net for more information. Also made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. It's a long time.
Longer time, man. Give them full credit.
That's a staple of Chico right there, 1898. Natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers are available, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion, another staple of Chico. So, thanks for tuning in. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. And in just a moment, we will begin the show. But once again, we want to thank you for joining us. This show may be a little short because we're both trying to get out of here and go camping. We're actually doing a pre-record today, so we're recording this around 4 o'clock. So we got some breaking news to start the show with, which in an hour will no longer be breaking, but that's okay. So, with no further ado, Derek, I think it's time to start the show. What do you say?
Yeah, I thought we started, man.
Oh, was that what I was supposed to be doing?
I figured as much, but hey, you do your thing, man.
All right.
We're rolling with the punches.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Indeed, we are talking about practice. Whoa. Whoa. There we go. That's how we faded on this guy. So we are recording this in the production room. We're not coming live to you guys for the first time in a while. We actually had to do the pre-record because 4th of July is tomorrow.
It is. Yeah, yeah. So we got to bounce on out of town probably. At least you do, for sure.
I need to get out of here. I've been in Chico. I love Chico, but it's... I need some space, man. I need a quick little break. I need to go fishing, you know?
I was saying, I hope people are being able to get themselves out of town. It is hot right now. I mean, whew. Get some out to the lake. Get some water inside, y'all. All right?
Yeah, you it's know? Important. Stay hydrated, people. Stay hydrated. So, free agency, huh?
Yeah, man. Like I
let's
said,
just jump right into it. Let's not give people a preview. Let's just go right into it. Free agency.
Let's face it. That's really the only thing that's on our mind right now is the fact that Steph Curry just became a $200 million man.
Well deserved.
Yes, definitely. It's about time. I mean, I've always been a fan of get the players as much money as you can because let's face it, these guys that are paying them have a decent amount of money and let's spread the wealth a little bit, you know? And these guys are doing a lot to earn them a lot of money, too. So, Steph, well-deserved. LeBron came out and was talking about how he deserved mm-hmm. more. He should have been a $400 million man, or how they put caps on it is kind of a bad idea.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of does. He brings up a point that I think a lot of players would want to get rid of. I want to be able to get as much money as you want to give me. That's what my worth is, what you're willing to pay me, what I can get out of you.
Right.
So, hey, good for Steph. Right on for him. He is, like I said... With the Warriors, he's the face of that franchise right now.
Absolutely. Obviously, I said well-deserved. He was two-time MVP, making $11 million a year. I believe last year he was the sixth highest-paid Warrior on the team. I could have that wrong. He might have been the fourth or fifth. But
he was not the top, though.
Yeah,
he was on the top three, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, Klay, Draymond, and
KD
were at least getting paid more than him.
And so... Obviously, the reason the Warriors were able to build this quote-unquote super team, which I I have problems with calling it a super team because I don't believe it to be that. But
they draft well.
They drafted well, and part of the reason that they were lucky enough to sign to have the cap space to sign someone like KD was because they had Steph playing way below market value. Because if you will remember, he had a lot of injury problems early in his career.
Them ankles, man.
Yeah, a lot of ankle issues that he missed significant amount of time. That rookie contract.
It really was, because I was going to say how scary that was. Like, I thought for a second, dude, is this guy going to be able to survive in the league? But you don't hear anything more about his ankles anymore. They look like they're titanium or something, you know?
Yeah, well, he's been doing some really innovative strength and conditioning from some of the workouts I've seen and stuff like that. A lot of work on the rest of his body, which is, supported by your ankles, so you strengthen everything else, core and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get it all into
that. Love your feet, y'all. That's all we're going to say.
Exactly. So anyway, he's a $200 million man. Maybe we'll get into it today, the necessity of a salary cap. I don't think it's necessary. The reason it's in place is because owners just can't help themselves and will overspend and tie themselves into terrible contracts. That's why in the last CBA or two CBAs ago, they had to get the most you couldn't extend someone down to 6 years, I believe.
Which, again, I don't see how that's the player's problem.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, no. Hey, man, if you're willing to spend that much money on someone because you're desperate for wins and you think this guy can do it because you can predict the future, because we all can. We all have that crystal ball in front of us. And you want to spend him that much money and it doesn't work out? Sorry, bud. That's the way it goes sometimes.
That's business. Yeah. And I don't understand why in this particular business we need to have a salary cap. I mean, at least for the players, they, for the most part, have guaranteed contracts. So
that is a good thing, yes, nowadays.
But still, I mean, the fact that there is a cap when they just signed, a multi-billion-dollar deal with the TV is just kind of ridiculous. But again, it's because these billionaire owners cannot help themselves but to, do the next Stephon Marbury or Stevie franchise 10-year, $200 million contract. And 3 years later, you're buying them out and paying them to go play for other teams. So, anyway, so Steph re-signed. Breaking news, or broken news, because it happened by the time you guys are hearing this, it'll be hours old. Kevin Durant re-upped with the Warriors, a 2-year deal. I don't know if it's 1-1. I haven't got
it
a look
is,
at the.
From what I did see, it is a 1-1 right now. Yeah, he's pulling up that right now.
So the 1-1, just for those of you who don't know, it just simply means that you are guaranteed for the first year and you have a player option on the second year. So if the player decides, he can opt into that deal or he can opt out and renegotiate and become a restricted free agent. So anyway.
That's, yeah, it's a 1-1, 2-year, $53 million deal is what the deal is constructed out to be.
So a few million less than the max, but still.
Yeah, he is taking a pay cut. That's what he has been said he wants to do. He wants to keep helping this franchise. He wants to continue winning. I mean, I think once you get a taste of it, you kind of want to keep doing more of it. He got his foot in the pool, and I think he just wants to drench himself in the championships that can come his way with this team. And you got them trying to. Andre has yet to sign back up with them, does he, or did he already?
No, he re-upped on Saturday.
He did. That's right.
And that was a big one for Warriors fans, for the franchise. And I read an article that was, I want to credit it, but I can't remember who wrote it. And it was arguing both for and against re-signing Andre. And I just can't imagine why you wouldn't make that a huge priority when you're the Warriors. The Warriors were plus 60 with him on the court during the finals and minus 22 with him off. So,
yeah, he's still showing his worth out there, that he is a valuable veteran. And I think that's something that every team needs to have on their squad. You have to have that guy that's been around the league. And he's a solid player. The guy was an all-star in his heyday, and he's, he's taking a smaller role, and it's kind of kept him. I think it's going to keep his career going longer,
Yeah.
And he's had that amazing dunk in the finals that, oh man, that looked like the Andre Iguodala for the 76ers.
Yeah, and he seems to bring it out every finals, obviously, a couple years ago, being the finals MVP in 2015. But that was a big piece for them. So they brought back all the guys. They got Sean Livingston, all the major free agents. Ian Clark hasn't been re-signed, and I think he's going to probably go. He needs to go get his money. He needs to go get that paper. And the Warriors just don't have any left to spend on anyone, really. Hence why the Warriors, you saw them getting into that into the draft 2 weeks ago, because they don't have money to spend. And guess what? there's a rookie cap, so the rookies can only make so much.
Yeah.
And it's all slotted depending on draft position. So the Warriors are like, yo, we can't spend a bunch of money on, you know, veterans, so we'll just get younger and got rid of McAdoo. So.
And they picked up some great picks in that draft. Guys that are really, honestly, they can start playing for them because they're not going to ask them to do too much, you know?
Yep.
Like, hey, we need you to play defense because that's what you're good at, you know? And they got people like that in the draft. And, they're smart about what they're doing because they have, like, three of the best scorers in the league on their squad right now.
Yeah, and I mean, just look at Patrick McCall last year. He was a late first-round pick, I believe, and he played some big minutes in the finals. So, what a great situation to be in. We'll get off the Warriors here in 1 second because I'm sure you guys, especially you Kings fans, are tired of hearing about it.
We talked a lot of Kings last week.
Yeah,
we did. All
we
right?
talked a lot about the Kings, more Kings than Warriors last week, so there. But what a great situation for a rookie who's still developing and really, you know, isn't one of those guys who's immediately going to be all-star caliber to come into a franchise like the Warriors where you can play behind Steph and, you know, Iggy and KD and all the guys, you know, and kind of learn that system and be with those coaches. I mean, what a great opportunity for someone like a Patrick McCall. I mean, that's great development right there. And just the Warriors are just doing it right now. So, and to my point about the super teams and all the complaining about the super teams, what the Warriors have done is they forced everyone in free agency to make splash moves, to go out and get big players, and free agency has been a frenzy this year.
Oh, I mean, we haven't even gotten to the biggest one of the day, like the one that happened this entire time.
Yeah, let's go there now.
Yeah, we got ourselves PG-13, Paul George, finding himself to Oklahoma City.
Yep.
I think most pundits didn't see that happening. They were there's talks he's going every other place. OKC didn't really come up. That was not the name, and they just kind of swept in there, and they gave up really nothing.
Right.
They gave up Victor Oladipo and Sabonis.
Yeah,
the young kid can shoot. His dad was Sabonis from the Portland Trailblazers.
Arvydas Sabonis. Yes. Yep.
And that's they're making moves now. Not to mention you also have Chris Paul going to Houston. Again, like I said, huge names are moving.
Yeah, I think that happened the day we were on last week. That happened after we got...
Yeah, it did happen, yes. I do remember... what's his name? Jordan got himself a little roasted.
Yeah, RIP to your Clippers buddy.
They did re-sign Blake Griffin, so
yeah,
I guess
okay,
there's some light in that
smoke. Good luck
with that, guys,
because he has not managed to stay healthy, so...
Hey, just don't punch people, man.
Have fun with... that Blake Griffin max contract he just signed. Great.
Hey, man, we just talked about it. Owners, they like to just give money away, you know?
Yeah, and the West just is really reshuffling, and all these stars from the East coming over, it's just kind of crazy. We now have Jimmy Butler in the West. We have Paul George in the West now. And this now, if you're LeBron, there's no way you're going to L.A., right? I mean, I was convinced 2 weeks ago LeBron's coming to L.A. I was absolutely convinced he's going to L.A. He wants to go into media after he's done. What
better place to be than L.A., the media capital of
but,
the world?
You know, if you can't be in the media capital, what's the second biggest media capital?
New York's out there.
They are,
and they need... They're desperate for wins right now. They just got rid of themselves. They just shed Phil Jackson. But unfortunately, you do have the problem of having James Dolan, the most inept owner, as being your boss, as being the guy who's signing your paychecks.
I will say, though, and that's absolutely correct. I'm not going to contend that at all. We did harp on Phil Jackson a lot last week, and then he got fired the very next day, so that was...
They took our advice.
They did.
Yeah,
it was
James
because
Dolan
of us.
Heard us.
You're welcome,
like, you're
New
right.
York,
yeah,
you yeah. know. But a couple things on this. James Dolan is inept, but he did get out of the way to let Phil Jackson do his thing. The problem was he hired Phil Jackson, and the game has simply just passed Phil Jackson by. He's out
think,
of touch.
I think Jim Boeheim came out, coach for the Syracuse Orange, came out and said that the triangle is the worst offense ever unless you have Magic or Kobe on you with you. So
Jim Boeheim also runs the zone, and zone is for cowards. So I don't care what Jim Boeheim has to say.
I mean, the guy, well, as you must say, you've talked about it. The zone, I agree with you there. The zone is, I'm desperate. I cannot get to stop doing man to man right now for some reason. So I got to go to the zone.
Yeah.
And he does it all the time. And the zone is, it looks sad. It just looks like child's play. But he's won, you know, and I got to, winning speaks. And, he might speak differently on the court, but his record says otherwise.
Agreed. So, Anyway, what I will say about this whole conspiracy about the LeBron and the Banana Boat Brothers, if LeBron can forever right almost every sin, if he can bring a championship to the New York Knicks, build him a statue now. If that ends up becoming the case,
seriously, they New Yorkers are so finicky in that they'll take as long as you win for us. We don't care where you came from, you know.
No, they don't care.
Yeah, like they'll take you anywhere, and I think that would be awesome. Like he's like, oh yeah, now he's better than Jordan. They're all saying it now.
Yeah,
Stephen A. goes out and starts saying it now too. Because
might as well. Yeah. I mean, so I could see that happening. I could see Carmelo and all of them. D. Wade, Chris Paul, Carmelo. They have Kristaps there already. I could see that happening. I do think LeBron's going to be on the move. He obviously cannot stand Dan Gilbert. He still hasn't referred to him by name since coming back or since leaving Cleveland the first time.
I when I found that out, like, you know, I was laughing hysterically when I heard that.
Yeah.
And then you go back in all his interviews. It's so true. He does not.
Well, beyond that, there's a report that said that when he was trying to come back, he was trying to figure out a way for Dan Gilbert and the owners of the Detroit Pistons to swap teams.
That's an interesting go around.
Not to mention pretty gangster as the player. Like, yo, nope, your time is up, buddy. I need a different ownership.
Did you try to give him an offer you couldn't refuse or something? Is that what's going on right now? LeBron with his nefarious dealings?
I don't know how it all went down. That was just a report I read a couple weeks ago.
I mean, he did come out and say after the whole incident when he left Cleveland for Miami, Dan Gilbert pretty much ripped him a new one. And ever since then, he has been on LeBron's S list, you know. And
well deserved.
Yeah, you can't get off that sometimes when you're just when you're like LeBron and you like to hold people to their grudges, you know.
Yeah. So, but the point being, the ultimate point I was trying to make there is, I mean, name the second best player in the East after LeBron. Who would you say?
I mean, Isaiah Thomas, kind of the Celtics.
I would take Kyrie over Isaiah.
Okay. All right. I was thinking different team other than Cleveland, but. Yeah, I mean, it's Jimmy Butler's now gone from Chicago.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, he's up and coming. But
I mean, the East is such a cakewalk right now. It makes me wonder. Maybe he might just want to try his way in the West. You never know.
Why?
I don't know. To prove it, like, you know, for some people, he's a competitor. Some people, competitors are out there, like, they want to play against the best. You know, there are people out there, like, hey, I've won my championship. Now I'm trying to see, like. You know, can I go through the toughest route possible?
But he's still going to play against the best of the West. Just
one time,
though.
Yeah, you're not going to go through that gauntlet if having gone through the West, though.
Yeah, no doubt. But why would you want that challenge when you can put yourself in position every year to win a finals by just simply being there?
That is true, no doubt. And I think that it's an easy approach. That's what I'm just saying. I'm appealing to the competitor inside him. If he that's maybe something he wanted to do. I'm going to try it out. See where it goes from there.
Yeah.
But hey, you're right. The East is, I mean, it's really kind of sad what the East has come to right now. Like, it looks like it's just going to be like schoolyard, like pickup basketball or something when we watch the playoffs. Like, no one's going to pay attention to the East round playoffs at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's just not a whole lot going on over there. I mean, the Celtics are getting better, but they're still not a championship team. And
the Hawks are completely decimated. They just lost Paul Millsap to Denver.
Oh, he went to Denver.
He went to Denver this past weekend.
Oh,
so
good.
I thought he was
going to Houston. Good.
I mean, like I said, you got so many teams right now are really just, I mean, the Warriors have set a standard that if you want to, you know, get past this, you're going to have to pay a lot.
But good. Yeah. I mean, that's
competition. That's what you want.
That everyone complaining about the super team. That's what I'm so sick of. It's just like, get better players. And that's also to say, like, your players can't get better. Like, guys get better once they get to the league. Like, Paul George can still become a better player. Russ Westbrook could still become better. All these guys, I mean, they get better year after year. I mean, of course, you hit a prime and then you hit the back end of your career. But, I mean, you have a good 10 years for legendary players to get better. So,
I mean, you have like a 20-year career. I mean, granted, that's a big one. If you take Kobe Bryant, Kareem, those people have gone that time. But let's say a 15-year career, you know.
You're going to get better.
And like I said,
Russell
Westbrook
has
not even
better.
Double digits yet. Yeah.
Anyway, smarter, y'all.
Yeah.
Get better, y'all.
A lot of free agency talk.
Anything else you want to touch on in free agency right now? I'm trying to think.
I feel like we covered most of it.
No.
The majority of it. If there's anyone else you didn't want to cover, you know, those are teams that we don't follow. You know, sorry.
Yeah, they're the big ones. So there you go. Where do you want to go from here?
I guess, you know, let's do a little foot and mouth. Since we are keeping this one short right now, we're kind of almost at that time.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Yes. Foot in Mouth, y'all. This time, for Foot in Mouth, we're going to be covering our friends over in Europe, the Germans, good old Deutschland. They had themselves quite an impressive week. If you weren't paying attention, the Confederations Cup was happening this past month. It's pretty much the little tournament right up before the World Cup comes to play, which is going to be happening next year in Russia. And Germany completely and utterly dominated, and they did so with a squad of guys that were pretty much all under 21. They didn't take any of their veterans whatsoever. They pretty much just said, we're going to try out, use this tournament as kind of a testing stone to see how good some of our young players are. And they just kind of proved to the world that they have a talent pool many people are not going to be able to surpass. It was quite impressive seeing this squad go about with names that probably if you've been following international soccer, you probably wouldn't know many of their names just because many of them haven't been on the international squad for the German team whatsoever. Or at least they've been on the bench, haven't really actually been on the pitch yet. And you just saw a team that went up and beat Portugal. They took Chile down, a team Chile that was, I'm sorry, Chile beat Portugal, I apologize, but still, they beat Chile, a team that was a class in South America and looking for another Confederations Cup. And they had some, honestly, they had all-stars on that Chile squad from legendary, you know, guys that are making a lot of money in their club play. But no, the Germans came out with guys that could have been on their under-21 squad, who actually won their under-21 World Cup the past week before. So Germany, having a great run. Watch out for them in the World Cup next year, 2018 in Russia.
You heard it here first, people. We bring you that hard...
That breaking news, y'all.
Yeah,
that's my take.
The bank.
Yeah, Germans, they're the favorite right now, and they just proved that they have ridiculous amounts of talent, and... It's ridiculous what the Germans can produce on the pitch every year in and year out. So right on, Germany, watch out for them. They're coming on hot.
Watch out. You heard it here first, people. Where else can you get this type of information?
It's nearly impossible, I feel. You know, no. Like we're like the sole providers of information.
We're essentially, you're like
an encyclopedia.
You're like a soccer insider at this point,
right? Yeah, there we go. I'm talking about practice insider for soccer.
You're welcome, Chico, California, and surrounding areas,
the foothills and beyond.
There we go. The foothills and beyond. Okay. Well,
yeah, that was
Germany. All right.
Good times.
Good times indeed. I'll do my Now I Know segment since we're just knocking these out kind of quickly today because we have stuff going on. I don't have it loaded. Never mind. So we'll just go into another topic. You got one?
I mean, I got left is my grinds my gears.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have a couple of news segments up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you want to get into that?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Let's do a little news, shall we? Yes. I like the sound of that. All right.
Very, very sexual, sexy little saxophone for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. It makes the news sound so much more sensuous.
There you go.
For the news for today, for July 3rd, we have Kenley Jansen, reliever, closer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, getting mad at all the Dodger fans right now because the All-Star voting came out, and the Dodgers, with the best record in the NL, didn't quite have the showing they thought of number of players that were being there. Granted, they had four. They had Kenley, Clayton Kershaw, Corey Seager, and Cody Bellinger. However, our hot shot third baseman, Justin Turner, who has a ridiculous batting average right now. Granted, he was out for a little bit of time. He's hitting, I think he's hitting like over 375 right now. He's on the final vote. And Kenley Jansen is mad that he didn't quite make the cut, or he's not even starting. There actually is no single starting Dodger. So he's really mad about that. And he's mad at me because I actually didn't vote. Sorry, but I don't vote for All-Stars. I really don't. Like, it's not my thing. Just kind of got over it. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a sham anyway.
Yeah.
Especially that game. Like, you're just, I mean, granted, yeah, World Series is on the line, which is stupid. Don't put anything on the line for this game.
Yeah, they the World anyway. Series, that is so dumb.
It's ridiculous that they do that. For those of you who are soccer, I'm sorry, not soccer fans, because I know
you still got
many.
Soccer on
no,
the line.
No, I don't. I do. Wrestling fans. D'Angelo Williams made his pro wrestling
what?
Debut.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
D'Angelo Williams, who currently is actually not on an NFL team right now. You should pick him up, though. The guy is legit. I love D'Angelo Williams. He's the Panthers' top leading rusher still. But he had his Impact Wrestling debut. He was told by his uncle that if he ever got a chance to wrestle, to do so. And that was many years ago. His uncle died a few years ago, and this opportunity came up, and he said he couldn't pass it up. And he had a finishing move that he called the Cure. Because he is a man that is on the road to find a cure for breast cancer. He being one of the big guys who brought the Breast Cancer Awareness Month to the NFL. You always see him usually with pink tips on his dreadlocks. So shouts to D'Angelo Williams, who lost his mother to breast cancer. I don't know if he lost.
I love D'Angelo Williams, man.
The guy is still a baller. It's kind of crazy that he, as old as he is, balled out for Pittsburgh as well as he did.
Yeah, when Le'Veon Bell went out, he was a monster, dude.
I mean, he was a fantasy gold right there, going touchdown after touchdown.
Yeah, I picked him up.
Yeah, you were right to do so.
That was my guy.
Yeah. A little bit of news, too, from Kobe Bryant, because, you know, the guy likes to stay relevant out there.
Oh, Lord.
He, obviously, like many parents out there, is not a fan of the fourth-place trophies. His daughter, who was in a basketball tournament, got fourth place and is really distraught. They were about to leave, but told that they had to come back for a award ceremony because, you know, everyone gets trophies these days because all it takes is just being out there, being present. That's all you need to get some pat on the back these days. He said his daughters didn't want it, which I got to give props to them. He's instilled in them well. They didn't want that trophy, but he told them, put that trophy up on your mantle and use it as motivation for the next time. Because you don't want that trophy again. You want the bigger, the better one, the first place one. So Kobe Bryant, giving his kids some solid parenting advice right there.
I dig it.
Yeah. Lastly, right now, I just want to do a quick little shout-out because, like I said, tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Indeed.
It is the time that we get together as family, friends, and fellow countrymen to celebrate the birth of this wonderful nation. We also want to take to realize that we are in kind of some rocky times right now. We have a lot of differences in our life. We are divided very much amongst each other between left and right, Republican, Democrat, conservative versus liberal. But I think we should all just take a moment in time to realize that, go back in history a little bit, learn from it, because today is the anniversary of the final day of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War, which took nearly 500,000 American lives because we disagreed with each other. Granted, it was on a very strong case. There was a real reason to be out there. But I think we should learn from their mistakes that they took on and take the diplomatic approach. Use our words. You know, maybe we may not agree with each other and be okay with that. And accept the fact that I might not agree with you, but you are still my neighbor. You are still my countryman, and I should respect that about you. So on this 4th of July that we're going on, remember that. Remember what happened back in the 1860s when this country hated each other so much that you're willing to kill your friends, your family, your fellow countrymen, merely because you disagreed on a talking point. So let that be a lesson for us all. And for us going out there, have a safe 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Safe one out there.
Well said, Derek. You know, I actually had a conversation with a police officer the other day, and I actually was asking him about police brutality and all these killings we've seen on television. And he really shed some perspective as to, you know, kind of their job and the trials and tribulations. And, you know, he acknowledged that there are a lot of bad seeds out there, you know, and he was like, but it's not all of us, and that's kind of the difficult thing, is we're facing a situation where now, you know, there's so much heat and scrutiny on what we do, and he's like, and you should always scrutinize the police.
No doubt, know? Yes, yeah, they have an important job.
Yeah, but, and there should be some level of checks and balances.
They need a standard to live up to.
But we had a really good conversation, and I tweeted afterwards, I was like, imagine if in this country we actually took the time to listen to one another and put aside our differences to have a conversation for a moment. That'd be freaking dope, you know?
Right on, man. That's perfect.
And I just think, you know, people, let's do that. Let's just
listen.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. We don't want to be like we did those years. Learn from the lessons, y'all. It was terrible back then.
Yeah.
We're not like that. We're better.
Yeah. So enjoy your freedom on the 4th, guys. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We're going to get out of here before too long, but we have a couple more things we want to get to, don't we? I know I want to do Now I Know, so let's do that now, shall
we? Yeah, you got that one rolled up?
Yeah, let me load that guy up in 1 second. Professionals right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. I'm not trying to make excuses while making an excuse, but being in this production studio, it's been a while.
I was going to say, it brings back memories, man.
This is where it all started.
One of the places, yeah, that and my garage.
And your garage.
Yeah. Just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
All right. So on Saturday, while working for ESPN Radio 1320 out of Sacramento, shout out to the Rivercats, my guy Johnny Dosco. Anyway, I was working, and I always have on a game or something in the background as I'm working, and I get to catch that Pacquiao horn fight. And now I know why boxing is going the way of horse racing. It's such a joke. Pacquiao beat the hell out of Horn. I watched the fight. I don't care what the judges said. Pacquiao beat the hell out of him.
I saw the fight. I didn't get a chance
to.
I did.
Okay.
I showed up to work right as the fight was starting. I completely forgot that it was actually happening because I thought it said Sunday. But it was 12 a.m. Sunday Eastern, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Saturday for us. So as I showed up to work on Saturday, I was treated to a full-on fight. And we had some people in there actually watching it, and I couldn't agree with you more. It was a joke. I saw that fight. No one could agree. The entire time when we saw that Horn announced his victory, we were wondering, where's the scorecard? You never saw one for the longest time.
Right.
I had to look it up and actually see what the judges' scorecards were. And when I saw them, they were a joke. One of them had the fight completely misjudged. I don't see how it could have gone that way when I watched that fight. Granted, I'm not a boxing savant.
Sure.
But I don't think it takes, you don't have to be one.
I don't
one
think
to
you need him. To be one.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you see a guy that beat up.
I've boxed before. I never did it, you know, incredibly seriously. I did it more as a way to stay in shape and learn how to protect myself and actually throw a punch where I wouldn't break a knuckle or a finger.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's important to know that.
So, yeah, I'm far from like a boxing expert, and I probably watch, you know, a handful of matches a year. I don't, you know, tune in every Friday to watch, you know, whatever fight. I watch the big ones like all of us do, you know. But that one just seemed so blatantly obvious that Pacquiao won. And it seems obvious that the reason he did it is so we could have a rematch. And it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Pacquiao, of course, laughed about it, handled it with class. But one thing I was reminded of, and now I know as well, how much fun it was to watch Pacquiao fight. He's just in a very, very, very aggressive fighter that just comes out the gate throwing haymakers. And I miss that style of boxing because Mayweather obviously is not that style of boxer at all. In fact, most would argue he's not a very entertaining boxer to watch. And I would agree if you're not watching for the technical aspect.
Yeah,
as your average
fan, that's not really a fight you'd want to see.
No, you want to see...
You want to see Manny Pacquiao. The guy can throw 1,500 punches in a fight,
right,
you know?
Right.
And granted, he's old now, older.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't quite have that stamina or that speed anymore, but still. Because he throws it around. And I think that's why Mayweather was always so scared to fight him in his prime, because his biggest ploy was to tire out his boxer in front of him and then just beat him up on him. You couldn't tire out Manny. Manny never got tired out there.
Well, and that's the other thing. Boxing needs like a commission, so they can actually structure these fights. And yes, we want the big money fights, but Pacquiao Mayweather would have been such a better fight 5 years prior to it happening.
It would have been an actual fight.
When everyone was asking for it.
Right now we're getting thrown like entertainment value of Conor McGregor and Mayweather. That's our biggest fight we got coming.
Which is a joke, and I contend.
I mean, I'm going to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it just because the entertainment value is there. I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to find
it
someone.
For the spectacle.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why.
It's a spectacle, but it's not a boxing event.
Yeah.
And it's sad that this is what we're most like. This is the biggest fight of our generation almost. You know, like, this is like Muhammad Ali in Thriller in Manila almost, I feel.
I will say I watched Andre Ward defend his title a couple weeks ago, and that was awesome. So shouts to Andre Ward, Bay Area stand-up. But, yeah, you know, I was just really disappointed watching that fight. And seeing, I was like, oh, nice, Pacquiao won. And then they, once I heard the announcement, I was like, wait, excuse me?
Yeah.
So.
Boxing, yeah. You can see it right then and there. It's, there's, when you got that much money on the line, you can never have a straight fight, you know?
I mean, apparently, that seems to be what it is, because that was a joke, so. I don't know. I was really disappointed watching it, but
I will say though, I was happy to be able to get a free fight on ESPN.
No doubt, that was fun.
That was dope.
That was really cool.
And a big fight too. Not like that. Oh, these two guys I've never heard of before, who are, you know, from two small gyms, and like one's in Mexico, the other one's it's like, okay,
right. No one cares.
Yes.
Well, you want to do grinds my gears, and we'll get out of here in a second.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You gotta get the weekend started.
Let me set you up here. Oh, yeah. I didn't turn off my phone. That should be a fine.
It's a rookie mistake right there.
That is. Wow.
Yes, the grinds my gears segment is always a favorite.
Hold on.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I really, you know what really grinds my gears, people, is people that, in particular, it seems like mothers that take snaps of their children in the backseat of their car while driving. Like, we've already said the dangers of texting and driving. Snapping and driving is pretty bad, too. But you got your kid in the backseat that you're endangering right now and filming it all. Like, come
that's
on.
That's a good point.
Come on, y'all. That's your child in the backseat. Put the phone down. He doesn't need to be on my Snapchat, in your Snapchat, so I don't need to see him all the time, what he's doing in the backseat. I'm sure every once in a while what your kid does is hilarious, and I'd like to see it every once in a while. But constantly just seeing what your kid does in the backseat while you're driving, I don't know. It just doesn't seem safe to me, y'all. Just put the phone down. Protect your kids' lives.
In general, put the phone down if you can when you're driving. I try not to answer texts anymore when I'm driving.
It's hard not to, but I'm in the same boat. I usually just kind of have my flow, turn silent on and just put music into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same.
Let it go.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Be safe.
Again, you know what really grinds my gears, guys?
Oh, wait.
Thank you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
There we go.
People that are breaking beer bottles on the road. Now, this is coming from a guy that rides his bike on a consistent basis, and my bicycle cannot take glass very well, like many bikes out there. And you just have the audacity. I get the feeling. There's something about it. When you just throw a bottle on the ground, it makes that splash sound, like shh. It's thrilling. It is.
It's gratifying, for sure.
But as I'm riding up the 32, I've been doing so for the past month. I'm seeing bottle after bottle, new bottle, every single time I'm up there that's being thrown out the window. And I'm like, man, how many people are drinking and driving on these roads right now? Like,
seriously.
Oh, man. Stop drinking and driving, y'all, and stop throwing bottles out your car. If you have one, just throw it in the back seat, because I don't want to have a flat tire while I'm miles away from my house and have to put my thumb up to get home. That's not about to happen.
Yeah, and in addition to that, please stop drinking, driving, and snapping your kids all at the same time while throwing your bottle out of the window.
That's just bad news bears right now, guys. Okay, I got one last one. One last one for the weekend before we all head out, because this one, it's eating at me for quite some time right now, and I'm waiting for my cue to play it. Are you gonna do it one more time?
My bad.
One more.
You know what really grinds my gears?
We have a movie poster that's out there, and they have like the actors on the movie poster, and they put the names of the actors on the different photo. Like, you have two guys on there. Let's say it's Brad Pitt and Matt Damon. They have Matt Damon names on Brad Pitt's face. They have Brad Pitt's on Matt Damon's name. Do it the other way around. If there's some type of thing with the actors where, like, I want to be on the left side, but you have to read my name first, then put your picture on the left, on that side. Like, how hard is it to do that? Like, I've never understood, like, how, I mean, or don't even have the names on there at all. Like, let's enjoy it. But no, you got to put the wrong names above the wrong people's faces. I don't get it. I don't.
Fair enough.
That's it.
All right.
And that, people, is what grinds my gears.
All right, fair enough. Oh, my phone's still on.
You are still making those rookie mistakes.
I'm blowing it. Well, I don't have much more.
No, I think we got to get our weekend started now.
Sounds good. Well, it's been real, everybody. We'll catch you next week. We'll do a full hour next week. Hopefully, we have the whole gang, our producer in training, John, Jordan, everybody. So, have a happy 4th. Enjoy your freedom. Stay safe out there. And we'll catch you next Friday. Or wait, no. Mondays.
Monday, yeah.
My gosh. We'll catch you next Monday, people. Yeah. That's the plan. Next Monday, 5:30. Stay tuned for Le Show. Actually, we're going to play some music and then Le Show. So, enjoy. Later, y'all.
We out.
Game over, man. Game over.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Hey. Oh, baby. Love and happiness.
Love and Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on
if you really want it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on then.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it. Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the
oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it. Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Yo, remember yo. Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize, yeah. Like,
yo,
yo,
check our situation,
yo. my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo.
Real good when your hands in the air and the two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man's? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend. Girlfriend, let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. When you still defending them now, Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in, hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again, yeah. Win, win, come again. To the man, or concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they offend, popping yang,
like you got yang,
let's not pretend, the one that pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement, still the name of his basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support late, money taking heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right